Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram.
Hello, hello. Today's topic is in the posting part of the Plan Create Post on Instagram process. This is where I talk about all things Instagram, not the actual content creation or planning itself, but I talk about various tips and tricks on Instagram. And today's topic is all about having a private profile on Instagram. Why is it not a good idea to have a private profile if you're a business or any other kind of influencer, personal brand, anything other than you posting for your friends and family? So what is a private profile? A private profile means that your entire activity on Instagram is visible only to people who follow you. It is a profile where your posts, either photos, videos, or reels, are not visible to your profile visitors. Only people you approve can follow you. Your followers are also the only people who can share your photos and videos. Keep in mind that business or creator accounts cannot be private. Only personal accounts can. However, no one will be able to see your posts in search results, explore page, hashtag and location pages. No one can either remix your videos, and no one can embed your posts off Instagram. That means that you have basically no way to reach new followers. Even if someone does decide to follow you, despite not knowing what you're about, there's the extra step. They don't get access to your account immediately. First, you have to approve them as your follower, and then they can explore your page. You know, I'm all about allegories, so of course I have one for you today. Imagine a situation. You walk on a street and you see a small sign for a clothes shop. It sounds interesting, but there's no window. There's no display. You have no idea what kind of clothes they have or what their prices are. Just a little sign on the street. You come to the door, and the note on it says you should call the person and make an appointment. For a piece of clothing. Nothing extravagant, no designer clothes, it's not a wedding dress shop. Are you going to make the effort to call the person and make the appointment, only to find that they have jeans and t-shirts? Probably not. That's what you're doing if you have a private profile on Instagram as a business. Unless you're a celebrity or you have posters all over the place explaining what you do, people are not going to follow you. They're not going to go through all the trouble. People who are not your fans or they don't know about you are really not likely to follow you if you decide to have a private profile. So that means that you basically have no possibilities to reach new people. No matter how great your posts are, you will not be able to reach non-followers. And this is quite crucial for growing on Instagram. If you can reach them, they don't really get the opportunity to follow you. No matter how many hashtags you use, if you use location tags, if you tag different accounts, none of these will work. Hashtag reach can actually still be quite huge. You can listen to my episode on hashtags to learn more about them. But you're really missing out on a lot of opportunities with a private profile there. The only way people might find you is if you comment and engage with other people's posts or if someone else mentions you. However, never expect that someone will follow you. They have to go to your profile and then ask for your approval to become your follower. They probably won't do that. I have so many people telling me that they can't grow on Instagram, only for me to find that they actually have a private profile. So this is always the first step. I always tell people to switch to a public profile. Another thing is, you might even seem unprofessional. Just like the store analogy I mentioned before, you're closing your doors in your customers' faces. You might be offering the best product or service out there, but people will never know about it. They will never see it. You may have heard that it takes a customer seeing an offer 7 times before deciding to buy. You want to be out there. You want to make yourself visible. So open your virtual doors and make it easy for them to buy from you. Another thing is you will have no access to Instagram Insights, and they can tell you a lot about your strategy, content, and followers. I did an episode about Instagram Insights as well, so go there and listen to it to learn more about how to use your insights to plan and create content. Moreover, your engagement rate will also be low. Not necessarily because you have a private profile, but because you will not get any engagement from non-followers. So you depend on your followers alone. And we all know how Instagram algorithm works. Not many people will see that. All that being said, there are a couple of pros to switching your profile to a private one. But please make sure you consider this and you think about it very thoroughly. So here they are. First is a situation when you might want to switch to a private profile, but not permanently, just for a while. When is that? Well, if you noticed that a lot of bots follow you and they are literally bombarding your account with bot followers, someone may have bot followers for you, or you're using hashtags that are attracting bot followers. If the situation gets out of hand, meaning you're getting hundreds or even thousands of these, you might want to switch to a private profile just until the situation settles down and until you have control of who you keep as your follower. Once the quote-unquote attack is over, you can go back to a public profile. Secondly, if you tend to add sensitive content on Instagram, it's less likely to be reported if you have a private profile. This is because you can control who can see your content, and the general public will not be able to see it. However, I would still be very, very careful when adding sensitive content, and I would probably avoid that. Next thing is harassment. If you get a lot of hate comments or someone harasses you, you can control their access to your content this way. But block button is your friend. And all the engagement is really great in my book. So even if it's a hate comment, I actually see that as a good thing. My content is filtering out people who don't agree with me and wouldn't buy from me anyways. But if you can't or don't want to take it, you can switch to a private profile. However, keep in mind that you can still receive messages from people who don't follow you. So if you get a lot of hate in your DMs, going private will not save your problem. Next, if your content is often stolen, a private profile might be something to consider, especially if you have a big following. Once you go private, it's going to be harder for people to steal your content, at least those who don't follow you. And you probably know your followers and know that they don't do that. So if that's something that happens to you a lot, it's very logical to consider having a private account. Just weigh your pros and cons. Another thing is FOMO, or fear of missing out. So if this is a part of your marketing campaign, I don't really like using FOMO as a sales tactic, but if you do, go for it. Or if you want to create a sense of exclusivity, it could be a good idea. But you still have to be out there on other channels to promote it. So having only a private profile on Instagram will not help you do this. However, this way of using Instagram really creates mystery and intrigue. So you can pull this off if you already have a large following. That way people are going to be interested in what it's all about and they will talk about you and promote you and more people will come. This works much better for entertainment profiles like meme pages, but if you want to sell your products or services, all you're doing is limiting your visibility really. The last pro of private profile on Instagram is actually pretty cool. So once someone wants to unfollow you on your private profile, they will get a pop-up message asking if they're sure they want to follow you. That means that they will have to think twice, because if they unfollow you, they will no longer have access to your content. And if they decide to follow you again, you might not accept their follow. So this actually helps with follower retention, because once they see that pop-up message, they might think, oh, it's a private profile. I'll just stay. So, although there are some pros, overall, you will probably lose a lot more than you will gain. So, potential followers are pretty much non-existent if you have a private profile on Instagram. So, make sure you think this through. That's actually a pretty big business decision. If you are still thinking about it, ask yourself this: what am I trying to achieve by going private or staying private? Your answer should help you. Is the reason valid? Is there any true reason behind it? If there is, go for it, but be ready to accept the risk. I hope I have convinced you to switch your profile to public if you haven't already, or that I've helped you decide whether to have a private or a public profile if you're about to create one. That's it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again next week when we will cover a topic in the planning part of the process. Bye-bye.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.